I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com. All right, now I'm joined by Steve McGookin, who is the former president of New York Spurs, which is a Tottenham supporters group in New York. You can also find him on Twitter, at Steve McGookin. Steve, it was kind of a quick one. It came out of nowhere, rumor-wise, about last Thursday, and then all of a sudden, he's a Tottenham player, confirmed today, wearing the number 27 for the people that care about that kind of thing. It happens to be my lucky number. But what have you made of the signing for Tottenham? He does bring that wide pace that Tottenham fans have been claiming they needed for years.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me back on, Kev. What a great evening also to be chatting with you. And what a great evening for Lucas Moura to walk out onto the pitch ahead of a performance like that. I mean, before we get into the actual ins and outs of the transfer saga itself, and you know, anytime you have a transfer with a hashtag, you know, announce somebody, then you know that people are getting a little bit antsy about it. But I mean, tonight showed the great Spurs dilemma, isn't it, Kevin? And we've talked about this before. You know, on our day, our first 11, how do you improve on a first 11 like that when everybody's ticking, when everybody's on form? And the great thing about this signing is this is a terrific player, but it shows what a tough time he's going to have actually breaking into the first team. And that can only be a good thing in terms of the firepower that he brings on the wings. And, you know, obviously some people have been disappointed with Eric Lamella since he came back. And we've still to see the best that we saw from him a couple of seasons ago. But I think that the Moura signing really bolsters the first team that we have and actually gives Poch another great piece of artillery to keep in reserve. And when you think about how they stretched out the process today, you know, the I don't know if this story is true that it was delayed because they were taking their time producing that handshake video with Serge Aurier. But it did, you know, take the pressure off Levy almost in not having anything else to announce today other than look at our stadium, how awesome it is, and here's another great player that we're going to be adding to the roster. So yeah, I think he brings a lot to the team. He gives us a lot of options, and also I think we talk about this in the context of the other moves today, the fact that we held on to Llorente. I know he's come in for a lot of criticism in recent games, but he does sort of give us that fallback position. I think that was a general positive. So yeah, generally speaking, I mean, I'm very happy, but how could you not be happy after a win and a performance like that?
Indeed. And yeah, with bringing in a signing on the same day and the results that happened elsewhere has indeed turned out to be a very good 24 hours or so for Tottenham Hotspur. The big question here is, how does he slot into the side? In his introductory video, he said one of the reasons he came is because he was kind of frozen out at PSG. He wants to play. All players want to play. But it's hard to imagine him just walking into our starting 11 after seeing results like we did today. Right. Out of Tottenham's wide players, you have Son, Sissoko, and Lamella really as the main ones. Where do you think Lucas falls talent-wise amongst those current Tottenham options?
Well, I think you could even expand it out a little bit, Kevin, and say, well, he gives you a little bit of cover in the center of the field as well for Eriksen and Ali. You know, if we were to suffer a lengthy injury to any of those, it gives you more options of sort of moving players around in that three behind Harry. I would say, I mean, he would. And obviously, we don't know until he actually plays. And I don't know when he's going to make his debut. Maybe next weekend, maybe in the North London Derby, who knows. But you would have to say that the way Lamella has not really clicked upon returning to the team, that you would think that that would be his main competition for a place. I mean, Son, how do you not choose Sonny the way he's playing at the moment? I mean, he's just killing it every time he goes on the pitch. So, as I say, I think he expands out our options. He gives us a little bit more flexibility when it comes to providing the players that play around Harry. So, generally speaking, I think it's a fantastic signing.
Yeah, very exciting indeed. And the fact that he is Champions League eligible is huge for us.
That's a big plus, absolutely. Especially with, you know, we've got this very tough sort of run of games coming up now that we need to. I mean, leaving aside the Juventus game for a moment, the Juventus tie, the two games, you know, the next two games are, we're going to have to get something out of both of them.
Oh, you think? I basically said I thought we just needed 4 points out of these three.
No, I sort of knew the way that the top six is sort of shaping up at the moment. We have to keep pace with Liverpool or exceed what they're doing. And it's funny. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who was at the match tonight. And I said, well, you know, I would rather draw tonight and beat Liverpool on at the weekend. But, you try to win every game. But I think in these little mini leagues that you try and break the table down into, I think it really is between us and Liverpool now, which I'm happy about. I'm okay with that. But we're going to have to, I think, go to Anfield and get something from that game.
Yeah, it will definitely be a telling fixture regardless of what the result is. As for the rest of the team, we're now settled. There won't be any more deals from us today. With what's happened at Liverpool, with Coutinho and Sturridge departing, at Arsenal, obviously Alexis, Giroud, Walcott, although they do bring in Aubameyang and they keep Ozil, obviously.
And also, the fact that Aubameyang and Mkhitaryan have played together before, that's...
Oh, much like Aurier and Lucas, which I was neglecting to mention.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it is interesting. You said you do think it's just us versus Liverpool, so I'm assuming you think Arsenal are behind that. What do you think the odds are right now, and how important is it for Tottenham to have Champions League football heading into the new stadium?
Well, you and I have talked about this at great length, Kevin. We always knew that that was the season. The season going into the new stadium was going to have – it has to be crucial. Excuse me. It's crucial that we finish in the top four. And if we just concentrate, I think, on matching and exceeding what Liverpool do over the next series of games, then I you have to fancy us, especially after a performance like tonight. Now, the interesting thing is over here, when you listen to the phone-in shows, the phone-in shows on Radio 5 Live, over the last couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, the fickleness of fans from Chelsea, Liverpool, calling in, you know, obviously the Wenger out brigade are always there, but you know, you have a situation where the expectations on Poch are still such that any criticism of him is still under the surface. Now, if we go into the new stadium without Champions League and without winning anything again with this group of players, the pressure on him is going to build. And I think if we have come to the end of the first season at the new stadium, still without Champions League, still without a trophy, then, you know, the situation might be out of his hands in developmental terms.
Yeah, it, as you said, we've discussed it a lot, and it will be huge heading into new White Hart Lane, and hopefully it will be done in time, although I did find out this week that Tottenham have a clause which could allow them to rent out Wembley for longer if we needed to. All reports say that we're just about on track schedule wise, but that's obviously a big story to track.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an insider by any means, but I think that contract was probably they triggered a date for the fallback that after that date they couldn't get Wembley if anything disastrous happened. So I'm not particularly concerned about that. I mean, I think also, I mean, you know more about this than I do. They have announced the first NFL game at the new stadium. So I'm guessing that if they're that committed to the program around that fixture, then that's a better indicator than any kind of sort of contractual fallback.
Yeah, excellent point there. That'll do it for us today. So if you'd like to tell people where they can find you, now would be a good time.
Right. Well, you can find New York Spurs at nyspurs.com or at New York Spurs on Twitter. And you can get me at Steve McGookin on Twitter. Thanks, Kev. Sorry.
No worries. Always glad to have you on and talk to you about Tottenham. And I'm sure we'll speak soon.
Yep, absolutely. Look forward to it. All the best.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.